You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Let's try something a little bit different this week. I'm Chris Cotillo with the Fenway Rundown, and we're going to put up a bonus episode on a Friday night, which is different than our usual Tuesday schedule. I did a one-on-one Q&A with Chaim Bloom about his trade deadline plans that ran on MassLive.com earlier this evening, and figured we'd put it up in audio form as well. So without further ado, here's our sit-down with Chaim Bloom. We talk about a lot of different topics as the Red Sox approach the trade deadline coming up on August 2nd. Enjoy. So first off, and Alex talked about it a little bit today, seems like he was saying conversations starting to pick up. Obviously, it's like the seventh or eighth, whatever it is. So are you feeling that starting to kind of move?
Yeah, it is that time of year. We're still getting used to the new timing of the draft as an industry.
Right.
Last year, that mostly paused a lot of the bigger conversations until after everybody got through that. But we're all starting to talk now. Whether it's laying groundwork or whether there are things that we or other clubs are looking to do more quickly.
With you, I mean, I know you don't like ruling anything out or really putting yourself in a buyer or seller label, I guess. But the position you're in a playoff spot right now, fair to say that you're looking at being a buyer?
Yeah, this is the position we hope to be in, where we have a shot at going to the postseason and winning a championship. And we want to... when you are in that position, you want to do whatever you can to help the club. And we want to do it in a way that fits how we're building and find ways to make good baseball moves to help ourselves.
Does it make it easier for you now that you talked for so long about building up the minor league system and having the depth and the high-level guys, and obviously the system's in a much better place than it was in 1920, whatever. Does that make it easier to, pull off a deal that you just have more options?
You definitely have more options. I don't know that it makes things easier necessarily.
Yeah. Maybe does it make it easier to part with some guys?
It can.
Yeah.
We're only allowed to have 40 on the 40-man roster, right. And sometimes... when you are in a spot where you have good depth, you get faced with choices because of that,
right.
And it can be helpful to try to get in front of those choices. Now, the market might not always let you do that in the way that you want to. I view our what we're trying to do with the pipeline as an ongoing project.
Yeah.
We to really accomplish what we're trying to accomplish, which is to have a World Series caliber team every year, so that we can win championships as often as possible. We need to constantly be focused on that pipeline, because it does create options for you. The stronger it is, the more possibilities outside the organization you can consider, but also the better you're going to be able to weather what happens during the season. I mean, we're seeing that right now.
Yeah.
What we're going through in the rotation has the potential to derail any team, and thus far it hasn't done that because of the way these young pitchers have stepped in.
Do you feel like those guys, like teams obviously like guys that are close to the major league ready or are there. Do you feel like those guys, whether it be Wink or Siebel, those guys are going to be kind of really attractive to other clubs?
Yeah, when it comes to the trade market, the general rule is, teams like good players.
Yeah.
It's obvious, but true. And generally, the closer those players are to the big leagues, the closer they are to being able to step in and help a club, the more value they're going to carry.
Yeah.
But obviously, the more valuable they also are to us.
Do you feel like you're more positioned this year in a similar spot as Byers to be more aggressive with kind of who you have here?
We felt that we were well positioned last year, too. We just wanted it to be something that we thought was a good trade.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the things that I took from last year is that when we made good baseball moves, more often than not, we were rewarded for them. Some of them looked like small moves at the time, and we reaped tremendous rewards from them. You know, you can't get too greedy with this game.
Right.
You have to focus on making good moves. Small moves can have big ramifications, and, you know, if a good move is a large move that steals all the headlines, that's fine too, and that's something we look for as long as it's a good trade.
With you, I mean, I know you are aware people think that you want to keep all these prospects all the time and you don't want to make that. You know, what is your response to that general thought, I guess?
We just want to win. Yeah. The reason we like having a strong pipeline is because it helps you win, and right. We're all about winning. So, you know, it's not a hobby. It's essential to us winning, whether that's now or down the road. And, you know, obviously sometimes you're balancing those two things, and we try to balance those well. But it really is all about winning at the end of the day.
What do you think your needs are?
I think one of the nice things about us, especially as you look towards, you know, the guys that should be coming back from the injured list at points, you know, this month, potentially, is that... We expect to be in a place where we have a lot of good options really throughout our roster. I think every team that's in this position is always looking to fortify their bullpen. Certainly some of the ups and downs we've been through with our bullpen, you know, have made that, you know, something that we're going to look at. We do feel we are going to get stronger in the pen from within, not just, you know, with Whitlock coming back into that group, but also there's guys in AAA who I think are going to step up and help us.
Yeah.
But we'd love to add to that group if we can find a good way to do it. And then beyond that, I think it's just strengthening this group. You know, hopefully with guys that can be part of this thing for many years. But even if not, as we saw last year with Kyle, you know, the right addition can go a long way. When we're at full strength, we really like our lineup. I mean, you see with Jaron coming up and doing what he's done is just going to make this group, you know, thicker and tougher to deal with. You know, especially once Kike is back.
Right.
But if there's a way to lengthen that out, make it even tougher on opposing pitchers, give us more ways to weather any potential injuries in the second half, that's something we'd like to do as well.
How do you see that playing out when Kike's obviously getting close with Kike and Jaron, and obviously Refsnyder's been really good too?
Yeah, I don't see it as a problem at all. I think it's just going to give Alex more options. These things tend to sort themselves out. We have a versatile group, a deep group. You know, we're seeing at this point of the season, like we've seen it with Rafi these past 2 days, some of these guys have been carrying a lot. And that does take its toll over the course of the season. So having a lot of good options will make it easier to give those guys the rest that they need and have a lineup we can be proud of every night. And, you know, also... allow Alex to do different things in game to take advantage of matchups in the middle innings and the late innings.
Yeah. Do you think it's fair to say that Kike is the full time center fielder probably isn't going to be the case anymore? I mean, he has the versatility, Jaron doesn't as much, right? So
yeah, Jaron has had experience at different positions.
Yeah.
You know, I know Alex has thoughts on that. It's not something that we've spent a lot of time discussing just yet, just because of some of our more near-term priorities with making sure that our pitching is in a good place from day to day.
Yeah.
But they both have versatility throughout the outfield. I mean, you know, Kike is one of the best center fielders in baseball.
Right.
Jaron is still learning his craft, but in terms of the tools he has, the speed he has, all that is elite as well, so it's a great problem to have.
Right. What do you look at first base? Do you look at that as a potential spot for a move?
Potentially. I mean, you know, I think what Franchi has done since coming in there, granted he has some versatility to play elsewhere too, I think, you know, he's done a solid job, and I think his what he's done under the surface is even better than, you know, what you see on the back of the baseball card. know, we know Bobby can hit lefties. He's handling a tougher role right now really well. You know, we've been hopeful this whole year that as Tristan gets going, he still might be able to figure into this thing, recognizing that, you know, he needs to make up for lost time. Certainly, it's a spot where we can be open to additions from the outside. And look, when it comes to this position player group, especially with the versatility we have in a lot of spots, we're going to explore a lot of options in a lot of different places.
And with Tristan, is he getting close to game action? Or
he's getting closer. Yeah, it's more on the horizon. He's starting to ramp up his work. I don't want to put an exact timetable on it, but he is getting a lot closer.
And last one, or second to last one, is the four lefties potentially being in the bullpen. Obviously, it seems like JT isn't there yet. They've been down there for a long time. Do you see a roster where you could carry four? Do you feel like you need to maybe trade one of those guys?
You know, rarely are you in a position where you can say you really have too much pitching, especially too much left-handed pitching. Lefties are hard to find. Right now, I view it as the fact that we have, you know, three lefties in our bullpen that we like allows us to give JT the time to have what is essentially like a real spring training to get him back to peak form. So that he can be the JT that we know, who's one of the better lefties in the league. You know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. We're not there yet. We're glad that these guys are doing a good job so that we can give him that time.
And this might be a dumb question to wrap up because I know you did it last year, but I assume you're open to rentals and longer-term guys. Anybody?
Yeah, I think we're not doing our jobs if we don't look at everything we can. Again, it's really more about stepping back and saying, Is this a good baseball move? You know what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to win championships. We're trying to have a championship caliber team every single year. If something checks the box of being a good move within that, we're going to pursue it. And that could be a rental or it can be a longer term acquisition.